Today is Tuesday, January 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm trying out something a little bit different. I'm actually trying streaming on Pride 48, and I know, a co-founder of Pride 48, and I'm just trying to stream on Pride 48. I don't normally stream my solo show, but we don't have very many regular shows streaming on Pride 48, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I could try it, see if anyone wants to join, etc. And I just threw something out there on Twitter, and I was like, okay, join me. So far, no one has joined. But anyway, I may start. The problem is I have a hard time committing to a time. There are plenty of open spots in the stream, but I usually do it pretty, like I've said before, like right around the time that I get home. And I get home at different times every day. So I feel like if I started streaming, I would have to say, okay, I'm going to do it every day at 6 p.m. Central, or, you know, whatever, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then I would have to stick to that, or else, you know, if people don't know when it's actually happening, then they're not going to, you know, they're not going to listen in. It's like if your favorite radio program, your favorite NPR program, I mean, who listens to the radio anymore anyway, but just imagine that you did. Your favorite radio program, and they come on at different times every day. That would be horrible. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know when to listen. You know, if it was a drive time show, you would expect it to be on during drive time so that you could flip it on in the car. And anyway, all right. Well, so I did want to, so I had a couple of things on my Twitter that I wanted to talk about really quick. First of all, Kathy Bacon responded. So there was a guy at my work. And this happens from time to time, but this was like a new person. There's one guy who I've been working with for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. And we've always sat close together for whatever reason, because we were both in QA together. And then we both, you know, moved to this other team together. And then we both moved to our current team together. So it's like he and I just are on the same career trajectory. And he always used to clip his fingernails at his desk. And it bugs me. It's gross. First of all, I don't want your fingernail clippings flying across the room. I mean, you know, we all know that sometimes when you clip your fingernails, you lose a nail. Well, I don't want to be walking around the office and have somebody's fingernail stuck to the bottom of my shoe. I don't want it. But also that repetitive click, click, click. I don't have fingernail clippers here, so I can't really make the noise. But that repetitive fingernail clipping noise is like fingers on a chalkboard to me when it's not in, actually when anyone else is doing it, really. Even in a situation where it's okay, it's like if anyone else is doing that, it kind of is a little bit annoying. But, you know, if Mark's doing it, you know, it's not a big deal. But I just don't want to hear that all the time. And if I'm in the office, I especially don't want to hear that. And so anyway, there's another guy, and he's an older guy. He's the guy that has recently married a girl from the Philippines, and he traveled over there and picked her up and then brought her back. And I always wonder, you know, because I know, I just wondered, you know, because how did he meet her? You know, I want to know. Was it like one of those online bride sort of situations where, you know, because I know a lot of Filipinos, they want to come to the USA. I'm not belittling her in any way, but this guy, it's not like he's a catch. I mean, he's an older guy. He showed pictures of her. She's a younger Filipino lady. And it's not that they couldn't fall in love. And maybe people think that about me. Maybe they think, you know, I found Mark on some, you know, website or whatever. Well, I did find him on Grindr, but he was already local. Anyway, I always wonder that. But he started clipping his nails. And so I posted on Twitter. I found an article actually on Inc.com, which, you know, as we know, is a trusted business website. And it was an article about how you should not clip your toenails or fingernails. Well, of course not your toenails, but you shouldn't clip your fingernails at work. And I posted that along with, you know, something, I don't remember what I said. It was something like, don't clip your fingernails at work. And so Kathy Bacon responded to my tweet and she said, can you address flushing? Dump and flush. Simple. There's no reason to sit in a public stall letting your poo smell fill the room, and go ahead and inspect the bowl when you're done to make sure you don't leave traces. Now that I hate. So I was thinking about that, and I poo a lot at work. I mean, I just do. Mark thinks he would never poo at work. He thinks that that's horrible. He has to do it at home. He's a home pooper. And he can't. I believe Wes Stone is also a home pooper. But Mark is a home pooper. He won't poop at work. But my bowels don't start kind of moving until I start walking around. And, you know, I get up and immediately get in the shower, brush my teeth, do all that, get dressed. And about the time I get to work or 30 minutes after, you know, I've walked around a little bit. This is way too much information. But anyway, you know, I start feeling the urge. So I generally do it at work. And so, Kathy, the thing about my work toilets is they're very, very, very strong flush. And what I mean by that is when you flush, water just like shoots out of the toilet practically, because it's such a energetic, like such a vibe, not a vibratic, that's not a word. It's such a like a boisterous flush that you get like splashes of water. And so I stand as far away from it as I can and I flush it, you know. And so if I do that while I'm sitting down, I'm going to get all these poo splashes back up on my butt. And, you know, that's more to clean up. So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I can understand what you're saying, although I have tried flushing immediately and I still smell it. This is really gross. I still smell it, even if I flush immediately. So I'm not sure that really, because the smell that you're getting is more of the gas that comes along with it, and you're not flushing the gas down. Is this a fascinating topic or what? So anyway, I don't know if I can do that, because at work at least, because, you know, of the powerful flushes on the toilet. However, I do agree with you totally on the not leaving traces. I hate it. I will do this thing where I look at it, I open the door to a stall, and if there's any remnants, I will go to the next stall. And I will keep going to a stall until I find a clean one. If there are no clean ones, then I have to flush until it's clean. Wipe everything down. You know, we have Lysol in our stalls at work, so I have to spray them, wipe them. I don't like to use the toilet covers, but I'll spray it with Lysol and, like, you know, wipe it up with a piece of toilet paper or whatever. And so I have to go through that whole ritual because it really bothers me. I don't want to sit down on a toilet that has someone else's poo remnants, even if it's just like a little trail that got stuck on the porcelain. You know what I'm talking about? Nothing floating, but I mean, you can see it. You know it's down there. And I just don't want to sit close. I don't want to sit in proximity. But I've also seen much worse, where literally it looks like they didn't flush at all. And there's just like a bunch of toilet paper and like poo all like in the, you know, it's like, come on, where were you raised? In a barn? And I don't know. I mean, I would never do that, but I make sure that my toilet is pristinely clean before I leave it for the next person, because how embarrassing would it be if you walk out, you know you've left some traces in there, and someone's waiting on your stall, and they know you're the one that left it dirty. That would be so gross, or so embarrassing. So Dean on Twitter says, naked attraction is a scream. Skip past the vag, of course. I'm planning to travel to New Orleans to see you guys in August. Should be fun. Yay, Dean. We look forward to seeing you. But naked attraction, I feel like I need to be, even though I'm a gay man, I feel like I need to be equal opportunity. And so I will inspect the vaginas and, you know, make sure that they're up to par. But I'm not a breast. I don't like breasts. They really gross me out. I watch them, but I really don't like them at all. I really don't. I mean, vaginas, you know, take them or leave them sort of thing. I don't mind. They don't gross me out. But, and I can tell a pretty vagina versus like a maybe not so pretty vagina. But I don't like the breasts. So, yeah, there is that. And a bunch of people, Toppy responded. He said, no, don't. A bunch of people responded. Wes responded and said he does clip his nails at work. How dare you, Wes? All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.